irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, finally, and it's September 27th. I can't keep up. I can't be a calendar, folks. I'm not that great. I don't think about too many things. I'm joined this morning by a couple of guests. Actually, one is not a guest, is a guest co-host. And I'm joined by Christy. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Thank you.
And we have a guest sitting here, and we'll be joined by him in just a moment. If you guys want to check us out on Facebook, you can go to LA Talk Radio's page right on Facebook, and you'll see us there. If not, stay here on audio, and we're good to go. Christy, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
A little bit about yourself. Are you an LA native?
I am born and raised in Los Angeles.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. Not a lot of people are, you know?
I know. It's crazy. I was out last time, and everyone that I met was not actually from LA. And I was like, where's everybody from LA?
Right. You know, everybody moves here from somewhere else.
Really, where is everybody from LA at? I don't know.
They probably move away, you know?
Yeah.
They're like, I've had it up for this.
I love it here, so I'm not leaving.
Yeah. Cool. And so what part of the city did you grow up in, here in the valley?
No, I actually moved to North Hollywood, but I'm from like the Los Feliz Glendale area.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay. So LA is pretty big. For those of you who don't live here, that's the other side of the world pretty much.
Yeah.
Not really, but in terms of a big city, it's not. But, you know, for most people, that's quite a drive. But at any rate, do you have any siblings?
I am an only child.
Really?
Yes. And
how
I love
lucky
it.
Are you?
I know. I was a spoiled little child.
I'm sure, huh?
Yeah.
Did you ever want siblings at all?
I did. Brothers I wish I had a sister. I don't know if an older sister or younger sister, but a sister.
Yeah. You haven't decided which one yet.
No, but I did grow up with two cousins. They were girls, so it was kind of like they were my sisters.
Yeah, I know. I had cousins that were close to me, too, and then they turned out to be assholes when they grew up.
Yes, or they gang up on you because they're sisters and you're the cousin.
Yeah, it's not ganging up. It's just that when they turn into adults, they were different people.
Oh, okay.
You know, and I thought, I don't want to associate with these people anymore.
You're not my cousin no more.
Exactly. When I was younger, it was good, but otherwise, forget about it. Do you have any good big plans for the weekend?
I'm actually going to, it's called the Catsby, and it's a gala for animals. So I'm
gonna be gala for animals.
Yes.
Do you have an animal?
Yes, I have a son.
Oh, you have a son.
He's a little baby. He's a Yorkshire Terrier. He's 4 years old.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is he cute?
He is adorable.
How long have you had him? Really?
Yeah. I've had him since he was a puppy, so 2 months, and he's gonna be 5.
Really?
But he's like a real child, except he doesn't talk.
I know. It's a lot of responsibility, right?
It is.
I mean, I want a dog so bad, but I realized I just don't have the time or the patience, you know, and pick up the dog shit and stuff. It's not me.
It's like having an actual child.
It is.
Yeah, it really is.
You know, and you always have to worry about where they're going to go when you go out of town and things like that.
You just can't leave them alone.
Yeah.
I can't leave my dog alone for too long.
Really?
I wish I could take my dog everywhere. I wish my dog was here right now.
Yeah?
Yeah, I really
that
do.
That close, huh? I know. I've seen people like that. Sometimes they bring their dogs, and I'm like, you know, I'm thinking, look, I love dogs, but some dog owners are not really considerate, you know? They bring the dog even places where you shouldn't bring dogs, you know.
Yeah, like restaurants?
Like here. like here. It's an office building, you know. And plus people go through this place a lot. So, you know, people leave hair and smell and things like that behind them. Sometimes urine too, but.
that could be a human too.
yeah. All right. Well, well, nice to have you. We'll continue talking to you and stuff with a guest, but I don't want to keep him waiting too long. So let's bring him right on. We're joined today by JP Castillo. Welcome to the show, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Of course. Can you see me through the sunglasses? They look great on you, by the way.
You know what? I'm not the glasses indoor kind of guy because I bump into things. I can't see. I left them on. I actually forgot I had them on, but I think I slept a total of like maybe 3 hours.
Really?
And I kind of look, I'm doing it for you.
Oh, thank you very much.
I'm doing it for your sake.
You're sparing us the...
the horror of my face right now, yeah.
No, I think you look great, man. Good morning to you. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
You're what they describe to me as a Latin urban pop artist.
That's right.
And so tell us what that means. It's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful.
Yeah.
So the Latin, you know, Latin urban pop, that's Latino, Latin music in the sense of the language, mm-hmm. and the sound of it. And it's, you know, nowadays, like to break it down, basically being Latino, you know, it's kind of part of my identity, as a big part of my identity of who I am. And I bring it into my artistry.
Uh-huh.
So the Latin urban pop just means that you're going to get a Latin swag, a Latin flair with it.
Right.
The urban side of it is, it's my R&B, my style, my influences that come musically.
Right.
And then the pop element of it is just like a radio friendly sound. Something that
catchy.
It's catchy music. It's something
good. Club style sounding? Or?
No, it's basically the style of the music just lends itself for a wide audience.
Right. Good. And we're going to listen to a couple of your songs in a little bit,
uh-huh.
so we can get familiar with your music and everything. I like a lot Latin music, and I think many people do, you know? It's like very unique sound and stuff. You do,
yeah,
right?
Of course.
You grew up with that.
I did.
Yeah. What is your background?
I'm Mexican Salvadorian.
Really?
Yes, I am.
Oh, what a great...
Tacos y pupusas.
Tacos y pupusas.
All day.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Oh, the food.
Mexican, tacos and Salvadorians are not pupusas, so I'm a little bit of both.
Oh, yeah.
Sam, just so you know, Latinos, we relate to each other by our food.
Yeah.
Really?
So, yeah, like that's...
Like, oh, you eat tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't eat tacos? Yeah, though,
yeah, exactly.
That's right. No, that's kind of that's how we. That's like our flags. You know what I mean? Like tacos and pupusas, Mexico, El Salvador, and then you know.
And you grew up where?
I was born in Costa Rica.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm from Costa Rica.
When did you move out here?
I was I was 8 years old.
Oh, I see. So your parents came out.
My parents came out here.
Yeah,
we all came over.
Really?
We all came over when I was 5.
Right.
And my parents were working out like their work situations. My dad had a job opportunity out here. My parents are musicians as well, but at that time my dad was kind of like transitioning this. He didn't know if he wanted to stay in music or not, so he was working for this company. So we all came out here, and we were living, I think, if I recall correctly, I think we were in Carson, somewhere in Carson.
Oh, okay.
That's out there.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's where we were, but I was 5 years old. At that time, my parents started having like issues in their marriage, and so they ended up getting a divorce, uh-huh. and then they started to work out like their own situations here, and I went back to Costa Rica to live with my grandma.
I see.
So my grandma took care of me for 3 years.
Really?
In Costa Rica, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What was that like? Did you miss your parents and everything?
It's kind of weird. I mean, maybe because I was so young. I was 5. So I never like really thought of it like that.
Yeah.
I was just being 5, you know?
Right.
I was just running around in Costa Rica.
And accepting what you have. You don't start thinking, if things were different and stuff.
Yeah.
Very good. And do you have brothers and sisters?
I have 2 brothers.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Were they out there with you when you went to Costa Rica?
No, they're from my dad's second marriage.
Oh, okay.
So they're both younger than me, and they're both taller than me.
Oh.
Really?
But I still punk them.
You're the older brother.
That's right.
Very cool. So so you had a nice childhood back in Costa Rica?
It was incredible.
Really?
Looking back is just nuts. Like, it's such a different, like, I tell people, like, my elementary school where I went to school was, there was my school and 2 rivers on either side of it.
Wow.
And rainforest all around it.
Yeah, yeah.
So we
it's
would jump into the
place,
river.
You know?
Yeah, it was amazing. It was like, it was a very, because where I lived, I didn't live, I grew up in, I was born in San Jose.
Okay, the capital, right?
And that's where we lived.
Okay.
But when I went back to Costa Rica after being in Carson.
Right.
Big difference.
dude, I went to with my grandma. So when I went to live with my grandma, that was in the jungle.
Okay.
In a super very undeveloped rural area.
Just green everywhere.
It was crazy. Yeah. It was like, for me back then, it was kind of normal. It was just grandma's house. But looking back, I'm like, yo, that was crazy.
Yeah,
I used to jump
into
the river.
This is what I love. Now you got me wanting to go there, man.
Humble beginnings.
You got to visit.
Yeah.
You got to visit it. So the river next to my school, we used to get in there and because it was the river that was right where it met the ocean. So we used to jump in there, grab shrimp.
Wow.
And stuff like that and put them in bags and grandma would cook them.
What a great childhood. You know, no phones, no video games, none of that stuff.
I actually read that you started learning percussion and drums in your grandma's house playing like pots and pans. And books.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really? Yeah, because my dad is a drummer.
Okay. So that's where you got your influence from?
The drumming side. Like both my parents are musicians. So I got it kind of from both sides. But
what does your mom do?
My mom's a singer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. A phenomenal singer.
So you do both,
singer.
Your mom and your dad.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. I sing and play too.
Yeah.
I always
And when you come from a musical family, they don't look at you funny when you want to start a career in music. You know, usually, you know, like people that are not in music, they'll look at you and go, come on, find a real job, you know?
Yeah.
Don't go into music. But when your parents are musicians, they're not going to tell you that.
They get an understanding.
Or maybe they will if they didn't make it, you know? They'll say, don't get into
this. No, my parents never told me that. Like, never.
Yeah.
They actually were very hands-off with whatever I wanted to do. They were very, like...
But supportive.
Supportive,
Did they give you any advice, them coming from a music background?
Yeah. Yeah, they would give me advice, but they were just very, like, not trying to push me in any direction.
Okay.
Like, and
just
like,
letting you decide for
yourself. Yeah, they weren't forcing anything on me.
Okay.
Like, for a while, I wanted to be a soccer player, and my mom, like, super supported me with that. I was a tiny kid. I mean, I'm small now. As a boy, I was, like, the smallest kid.
Really?
But, you know, sometimes in soccer, that doesn't matter if you're really, really good, which I was not. But, you know.
Okay, you tried.
Yeah, my mom loved me. You know what I mean? She supported me. So she had friends. She's always had a lot of – she's a very charismatic woman. She had back then at that time, the head coach of the Galaxy was new, the LA Galaxy.
Oh, okay. That was
right? They had been around for a few years already, actually, but the coach of the Galaxy was a friend of my mom's.
Oh.
And so I went in and like met the players and went to check out a practice.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know how old I was. I was very, very young, but I kind of looked at that and I was like, oh, these guys are big.
Right.
Oh, so it was like kind of like discouragement?
Not discouragement. No, it just showed me, it gave me a little reality check.
Okay.
Exactly. You know what I mean?
And then you're like, I'm going to do music now.
I started getting a lot more interested in music after that. And then, you know, I started liking the girls and all that too. You know what I mean?
Okay, with the music comes
goes
the
hand
girls.
In hand, you know what I'm saying?
Very cool, man. So, we have a host here who lives in Costa Rica. I guess she's on the Osa Peninsula, you know where that
is?
Yeah. So she always says how beautiful it is and everything, you know. So
it is.
Maybe that's one place I'm going to go to. But there's other places I want to go to. But maybe at least on a trip, you know.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't have to move there. It's like with me, everywhere I go to visit, I'm like, hey, I'm moving here, you know.
You might move to Costa Rica before,
You know. I would never would have thought about it. But if it's beautiful enough, I probably would,
you should.
Yeah.
I definitely recommend it. And the food is amazing.
The food
is so good.
How many people live on that? It's an island, right? Costa Rica?
No, it's in between Nicaragua and Panama.
Okay, that's right. So Central America.
Right at the bottom of Central America.
Right.
And it's a relatively small country.
Right.
But there is so much to see and do. It's kind of interesting because... Right.
But it never feels crowded or anything, huh?
Not really.
I've been there in the capital, actually, San Jose, downtown.
Very crowded.
It was so crowded. It was just like people coming
left
downtown, and right.
Yeah, there's
so
a lot
people.
Of people walking.
I guess I'm just picturing nature, you know? But
there's actually
cities.
Like the city part, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, there's the city, San Jose, the capital, and there's a couple pockets of like, you know, where the country kind of exists, right? The economy of the country and stuff. But actually, no, even with that, the economy of the country is a lot of tourism as well and ecotourism and all that. So in the coasts where it's just green and they do a lot of preserves and stuff like that, there's still some areas with like hotels and all that stuff. So it's just, it's a nice place, man. You got to check it out.
Cool. Okay. Well, we've done enough tourism promotion for Costa Rica.
Visit Costa Rica.
Right. So did you have an instrument of choice growing up? I mean, obviously you sing, right?
Drums and percussion.
Drums.
Man, always, yeah.
So, but you needed other instruments in order to sing, right? Did you have like friends or anything playing with you?
I grew up playing in church.
Really?
Yeah. Ah. So my parents were always like the church musicians. Mm-hmm. And I always grew up around and in rehearsals and watching. And then eventually my mom had her own band when she came out here. And I was just always surrounded by music and musicians and everything. So it was just always just a very normal thing for me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. Well, I grew up with the guitar and because I used to love to sing. I still do. And I thought, and then I heard somebody play the guitar when I was quite young, like maybe 10, 11. And I thought, wow, what a great instrument for singing, you know?
Yeah.
Because before that, I mean, I'm from the 60s, okay? So my parents had me learn an accordion, which I have no idea why. It was bigger than I was. But I learned music that way, musical notes, how to read music, and all that. But I thought, I can't sing with this thing, you know? So I picked up a guitar, and I never looked back, you know? But unfortunately, lately, I just haven't had the time for it. But my son picked up after me, and now he shreds with an electric guitar. Yeah,
got it from his father. Cool.
I suppose so, you know? Yeah, very cool. So, JP, I want to get an idea of some of your music. We're going to play a couple tracks or something.
Yeah.
And you said you wanted, which one was it?
Well, this the first one we can play is called Reemplazo.
Reemplazo, okay. And what's a little background on the song?
Actually, let's play the most current single, which is Jugar al Amor.
Jugar al Amor, okay.
Yeah, this is a song that I released recently in the last, when was this? It was in the early part of the year.
Okay.
And
it says 9 months ago it was uploaded. I don't know if that's when it came out.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. And it was a collaboration between me and my partner Rich Elizalde. Him and I work on projects. We write the music together. We produce and collab with other artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
Another really, really popular, successful songwriter named Genio, who's just really killing it in the Latin urban game.
Right.
Writing for a lot of the top artists in the genre.
Right.
He's a great artist himself, so we collabed with him. This song was actually part of a group of songs that we were kind of submitting for different artists. Some of them went to Enrique Iglesias and for a couple of different projects that were out there. And I snatched this one up. I love this song. So
really?
Yeah. We put it together. We kind of did it. You know, made it in my style and shot the video here in L.A. And this is Jugar al Amor. And actually really, really excited because this song it went more than 1 million views on YouTube.
Wow.
So we celebrated that. Yeah, thank you, yeah.
Very cool, yeah. All right, so we're going to listen to Jugar al Amor. 1 million views, definitely.
When I need to grow my business, I use Fiverr.
Hold on, let's...
I found a designer for my logo.
Okay, let's just skip the commercial. All right, here we go. You guys can follow with the video if you want to go to YouTube. JP Castillo.
Yeah. Ya nada de ti me impresiona. Hey. Juegas con todos y los ilusionas. Hey. Yeah. Pero conmigo no te va a funcionar. No, no, no. Ese jueguito yo me lo inventé. Yeah. Si quieres jugamos a amarnos, gozamos sin lastimarnos, pero mañana nos olvidamos y lo repetimos si nos encontramos. ¿Qué quieres? Si apareces de la nada y te vas de repente, baby.
Cool song, man. I like it. I love it from the beginning. It's nice.
It's a good vibe.
Right? It's like anything you'd hear on the radio.
That's where the pop part of it comes in.
más cuando sientas que ya no aguanta y quieres conmigo, te saco los gemidos. Pero por favor de mí no te enamores, que ya no estoy para un mundo de colores. Ahora estoy viviendo momentos mejores, solito y sin compromiso, así que no me llores.
¿Qué quieres? Si apareces de la nada y te vas de repente, baby.
Nice video too, huh? You solo guys put in some effort into that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Solo dime si lo tomas, porque si no, hasta luego, baby. Si apareces en la nada y te vas de repente, baby.
Definitely a cool song, man. I love it.
Thank you, Sam.
I love it, man. Do you like it?
I love it.
Isn't that cool?
I mean,
you can totally dance to this. And it's definitely a crossover. I mean,
yeah.
You know, it's not, you don't, I mean, I don't understand a word that you say, but it sounds great, you know, because for me, the melody is more important than the lyrics. I don't know, for some people, it's the other way around.
Yeah, sure.
But for me, it's like, let me enjoy the music. I don't care what language it's in.
That's right, yeah. Know? Christy was vibing out here.
I was, right? In my head, I'm like, it's Friday.
Yeah. So what, Christy, what's the song about? You understood it, right?
He's basically talking about playing with love, right?
That's it?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, that's the name of the song, actually.
Yeah. Who got us to play?
Jugar el amor, so playing with love.
Right, right. Yeah. Oh, wow. Playing with love. Yeah, so tell us about the video. I mean, it's obviously you put in some effort and time into it.
Yeah, man. It was exciting, exhilarating, because we shot it all in one day. It was
really?
A one-day thing, and when you see the video, you're like, how'd you do that in one day, man? It was a lot of work, but it was well planned out, and we're really proud of it, man. I worked with my good friend Norby, who's an incredible director out here in LA. He like shot all the stuff that you see from the late great rapper that just passed away recently here in LA.
Right. What's his name?
Nipsey Hussle. Are you talking about Nipsey?
Yeah, Nipsey.
Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, like our LA representative, you know, Nipsey was our guy.
Really?
And
from Crenshaw.
Yeah, it was a tragic thing. And Norby was working on his all his material and stuff, and we linked up with him.
Was this after or before?
This was before he passed. Yeah.
Wow.
So it was just a great experience to work with him.
Yeah.
And the video just came together like really, really cool.
Very nice.
One day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very cool. And it helps the song, right, when you have a good video.
Yeah, definitely.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing that people still... I mean, there was a time when people stopped watching videos, like between the time that MTV stopped it,
and the
internet, you know, when we could start running videos on the internet. There was a period where nobody was watching music videos, you know. But today, I mean, you've got a million views since December 18, I mean, it's amazing, you know.
Yeah.
More power to you, man.
Thank you.
So you probably get like people listening from all over the world.
Yeah. We get a lot of listeners from Central America, South America, and it's kind of crazy. Like in Asia,
really, just, they love it.
Like you were saying, like sometimes the languages cross over, and it's just more about the music, the melodies,
right.
And the sound,
right.
And
but the sound obviously has to have Spanish in it, you know, because it's that kind of a sound.
Yeah.
But at the same time, yeah, like we said, you don't have to understand what they say.
Well, right now we're in a time when I don't know that the Latin community has had this much just crossover appeal, you know, ever in the history of entertainment. I mean, it's you know, we've always had big Latin artists that are doing their thing
and merging together,
but
not
now
like
it's
merging like hip hop with rappers. Like it's crazy, it's so huge right now.
Yeah,
when, you know, I think it's the first time in history when you have American English market artists crossing over into the Latin market as opposed to the other way around.
I think it's a big move for Hispanics
That's
and
true.
Other
yeah.
people.
Yeah,
so it's just a sound and a vibe that is really reaching people and. That's where the Latin part of it comes in.
Right, right. No, but you're right about the fact that it's really blowing up right now, all this kind of music, you know? It's like for example, let me tell you what I discovered. Okay, just to digress just a little bit. But I want you to understand what I'm talking about. right?
Yeah.
Camila Cabello.
Also, I mean, this is like the biggest hit right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Big song.
Yep. So, do you have someone, you put the, that music and then with English words? Or do you write them all in Spanish?
We do a little bit of both.
Really?
We don't have one way, you know what I mean? Like we sometimes that song was written all in Spanish.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
That one was
yeah.
Spanish from the jump.
Right.
But sometimes we have done things. We've even done things for K-pop artists where we write it in English.
Right.
And that you know, none of us speak Korean, so we yeah. like send it out, cuz me and my partner, you know, we write for other artists and for other
that's pretty cool,
campaigns.
Huh?
It's a fun what's it called? It's a fun experience. Like it's a good opportunity to like learn other cultures and other things like that too.
That's true, you know. I mean, and that's what it's about today. There's a lot of different genres mixing together, and you know, and crossing over and stuff. So
yeah,
that's pretty cool. Let me just go back to your music and stuff, but I wanted to ask you, this song, when was it written, Jugar al Amor?
That song was, I think it was probably written in the summer of last year, or maybe in the spring, like around April, May of last year.
I see, okay. Uh-huh. And then, and what about all the instruments, the players in the background and everything? Who are those?
Well, we contract people depending on what we need.
Right.
So
these are like
LA,
studio
usually.
Musicians?
Huh, what's
studio
that?
Studio musicians?
Yeah. Yeah.
I
have a lot of friends out here, you know, obviously being a musician myself.
Right.
And growing up in music and everything, I know the top guys here, you know, and so we collab, we work together. And like if we need a guitar, a bass, or this, that, whatever.
You know who to go to.
Yeah, we contract people. Yeah. And like, we're blessed to be in L.A.,
yeah.
which is, like, the hub for entertainment, for
it
music.
Really
yeah, right.
And
yeah.
then you have everything, you know. Right. Whatever you need is here.
Is here, right? Yeah. Any musician, any studio, anything you need right
That's
away.
Right.
But also, at the same time, there's a lot of competition, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like competing with a lot of different people to stand out.
Yeah.
How do you stand out? What do you do?
You know, for me, you just be yourself, the best version of yourself, and you know, hopefully people take to it.
Right.
There's obviously like strategizing. You look at the marketplace, you see what's needed and what's out there and how can you best supply that
right
in a way that's real to yourself. I mean, in a way that's, because people are not dumb. People are, you can't fool people, you know, and
right.
Yeah,
sell,
fake the funk.
You can't
yeah.
you really can't, you know, and
yeah.
There's people that can sometimes get away with that, but it's very short-lived because like yeah. audiences know, because music is a feeling. Music is from the soul.
Right.
And so after a while, when it's not real, it's not touching your heart, it's not reaching your soul, so it's not real. You know what I mean?
That's
so,
true. And there's a lot of music like that written
yeah.
with formula because of business reasons, you know?
Sure.
Like you said, but it is business, and you want to give the market what they're looking for, you
yeah.
know? You don't want to be irrelevant
yeah.
at a time when everybody else is like, you know, you know, pursuing different things and,
yeah,
you know.
For me, music is about reaching people, touching people, connecting with people.
Right.
I look at music as a way to give as
right.
opposed to a way to receive. So, like, some people make music, and I'm not knocking it. I think there's different kind of artists for different purposes and reasons.
Yeah.
You know, I love, like I said, I grew up in music. Like, my uncle is the concertmaster of the Costa Rican Symphony, you know what I mean? A classical, world-renowned classical musician. And I grew up in environments like that. My mom in Latin jazz and those things. So I've been to jazz clubs. I have jazz records. I love stuff like that, too.
Right.
And there's a place for that. But I approach music more from the standpoint of, like,
expressing
the
yourself?
Masses, like I wanna reach the more amount of people I can, you know what I mean?
Right.
To have a conversation with a large audience, and
right.
I see it as a really great opportunity to spread love, to spread my message. And I can either choose to do it with a very niche, small amount of people or with the largest amount possible.
Right.
I'd rather do that.
Yeah. Do you listen to Latin music sometimes?
Of course. Yeah. I actually want to ask you, where does your influence come from? Some of the people now in the game, like where...
Musically?
Yeah.
Like currently?
Yeah,
right
currently.
Now? Oh, man. Like, I love Post Malone right now.
Okay.
Like, he's one of the current dudes.
I love Post Malone.
Yeah, he's
great. And he's one of the top ones right now, actually.
Yeah, he's killing it. Shawn Mendes is amazing. He's a young dude, like super
like,
dope.
What, 21, 22, right?
I thought he was younger, but you know, you're right.
Oh, really?
No, no, he just turned. Be. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, he's like 22, yeah.
What wow. about in the Latin community? Like, where you're
In the Latin community
yeah,
right now?
Because you do sing in Spanish, right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, of course.
well, obviously, the obvious ones, Bad Bunny is a super creative, brilliant dude. He don't get a lot of credit. For what he actually does. The guy is a producer. People don't know that he's produced records, big records for other artists. And people don't really even know that.
Yeah.
Some of his own songs, he produced them himself, wrote them himself, stuff like that. Very talented dude. J Balvin, very creative, obviously.
What about Maluma?
Too. Maluma, another guy, you know, is doing his thing,
killing it.
There's a lot of, I right here out of LA, I love Becky G.
Okay.
She's super talented.
Spanish community too.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, you know that song,
Jugar al Amor? Yeah.
I mean, to me, honestly, I love Justin Bieber, and that was like on some Justin Bieber, right?
Yeah.
I think that was
great.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that.
It really was.
Justin Bieber is huge. And I was, and we, you know, we were talking about the crossover thing and artists crossing over and to different languages, markets and stuff. Bieber, you got to give him credit because he was one of the first ones, if not the first one, that really started that movement in a big way with Despacito.
Baby. Oh, okay. I didn't say with Baby.
With Despacito,
Pasito,
with him doing it in Spanish.
With Frankie J.
And then you started seeing Beyonce, then doing Mi Gente, and then you started seeing just everyone.
And then Cardi
just
jumping in.
Oh,
with,
yeah.
La Modelo.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And it just became like
now
Drake
it's a thing,
with Bad
yeah.
Bunny and everything.
And
but
now you see all these
I feel
artists.
Like, if I'm not... I hope I'm not getting this wrong, but yeah, I feel like Bieber was the guy that kind of like
originated,
really set that trend, like made it okay for people to feel okay to do that, you know, with Despacito.
So that song is amazing.
Really?
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah.
Which one?
Despacito? I think it's with Daddy Yankee.
Yeah, Daddy Yankee and Luis Fonsi. It's Luis Fonsi's song featuring Daddy Yankee.
And then the remix
with Bieber.
Yeah,
man.
See, now you got
and you know what he,
to hear it.
What he
I've
did,
never heard it.
I'm sure you have to have heard it.
No, I never have. I don't listen to Justin Bieber. What's the name of the song?
Despacito.
Despacito.
I promise you,
remix,
heard this song.
Yeah.
All right.
It broke all the records for
amazing...
YouTube views and all this stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
But I don't listen to Justin Bieber.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
This song is everywhere.
It's no place to this day.
Whoa. All right. So
here
let's see what it's about.
Getting a little promotion to
Justin Bieber.
Oh, you are.
There it is.
My sunrise on the darkest day.
It just shows you how removed I am from today's music.
Make me want to savor every moment slowly. You fit me, tell me, love, how you put it on. Got the
nice
only
song.
Key, know how to turn it on.
You're
the
right.
way you never lie, my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby,
right
take
here.
It slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
I like duets like that.
Ya me está gustando más de lo normal. Todo mi sentido va pidiendo más.
Well, you see, introduced me to a new song.
This is the best part right here.
Despacito. Quiero respirar tu cuello despacito.
Sam, you haven't heard it?
I swear to you.
This is the first time you're hearing this.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yo, we just introduced Sam to Despacito.
I know, I'm telling you. This is from 2017.
You were probably
right?
the person that was left on the earth to hear that.
I'm telling you, right?
Like, you were the last one.
Yeah, 20 million views.
And now,
so it's from May 17th, so it's 2.5 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, wow.
That was a hit.
So now it's official. The whole world has heard it.
Right.
Sam has heard
exactly.
It.
I was the last one, the last holdover. But no, but I mean, some songs they creep into because I listen to Spotify, right?
Okay.
And it suggests songs to you and stuff sometimes.
Yep.
But to me, it keeps suggesting me older songs because that's what I listen to.
Right.
But sometimes I listen to new releases and like Senorita came up and I thought, what a great song. friggin' song, yeah. You know? And I play it all the time. I still do, you know? And I thought, I saw like there was like 400 million views or something. I thought, oh, I just woke up to the song, but it actually came out like only a few months ago. So I thought, you know, oh, thank God I know some new songs.
But that's just one of many songs.
That's just
with that
one
style.
Of many, right?
Yeah, one of many.
I don't know. Every time I try to listen to someone, it's just not like, I don't know, Katy Perry. She had a couple of great songs, but I don't get into every song of hers, you know? Taylor Swift, the same thing. But their followers, their fans, they love everything they put out, you know? So, yeah. Well, I grew up in the 60s, 70s, guys. You know, I'm your parents' generation.
That's some great music back then.
We taught you something new, though.
No, absolutely. I love that, you know, because to me, music is so important and so part of my life that I totally understand when you say music has to touch your soul, you know.
Definitely.
And it does, you know, when you connect with the song, it's like, oh, you know, it's like sex almost, you know.
It really
you
is.
Connect with it,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
You connect 100%. With it. Yeah, so, you know.
That's it.
But so let's listen to your next song. Let me just go back from Justin Bieber here. Okay, we're back on JP Castillo. By the way, if you're just joining us, we're talking to this great artist, singer, musician. And then you wanted Reemplazo?
Reemplazo, yeah. This was one of my first singles I ever put out. And this is kind of going back to the explanation of Latin urban pop. This is very much on the urban side, and so it's a little more raw, a little more gritty, less melodic, and more about the lyrical content, and more on the urban side.
Really,
more of a trap vibe.
Okay,
en
so
español.
We'll hear something different.
Sí.
From the first one.
That's right.
Me dicen que te pasas hablando de mí, diciendo que sin ti no soy feliz. Me dicen que solo hablas de mí. Parece que eres tú la que no olvidas. Pues baby, cuando tú te acuerdes de mí, espero que recuerde las veces que rico te di. Y baby, cuando tú te acuerdes de mí, recuerda que te dije, verás cómo te reemplazo. ¿Te crees que porque ya no estás voy a sufrir? ¿Crees que porque ya no estás voy a morirme? Ahora es que yo voy a empezar a vivir. Todo me va mejor desde que tú te fuiste. Me paso con mujeres todo el fin de semana. Si yo te di lo que tú querías, entonces pa' que tú me llamas.
And he got some beautiful woman there to play this with.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's all about the visuals.
Yeah. Who is she? You want to give her some credit for the...
I got a couple models on here, by the way. Just to give them a shout out. Why not? Spread the love. Aaliyah, she's in the video, and she just won, I believe it's like Miss Beverly Hills, USA, or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shout out her.
Yeah, she just.
Yeah,
and actually,
beautiful.
The other girl in the video, Daria, shout out as well. Good people, good vibes. She was like the runner-up as well. So
really,
yeah,
wow. Beautiful so
girls.
You lucked out.
Beautiful,
I mean,
girls, yeah,
yeah, got it.
Beautiful spirit too. They got good vibes, and we had another. That was another good shoot that we did. Yeah,
yeah. No, it looks like pretty good vibe. Wow, I mean they're like, you know, semi-clad.
Yeah. So this, because the song is about the telling the story. Of what the song is talking about is kind of like saying reemplazo means replacement.
Okay.
So it's like I gave you, I'm telling the story saying I gave you love, I gave you what you wanted. So that's why you see the flashbacks in the video of me and the girl, and I'm trying to treat her nice, but then you see when she walks in the house, things are a mess, and she gets kind of jealous, and
right.
She sees me with another girl, and I'm explaining to her. You know,
you used to have it good.
I used to treat you the way you wanted, and you didn't
right. So
you
I'm
didn't
giving
bat
it
an
to
eye.
Someone else.
You didn't return the love.
Right.
So now that you see me with someone else, now you want things to be
right.
The way they were.
Wow, that happens, right?
Is that coming from personal experience? Is that like something that happened to you, or
not really? Not that song.
Okay.
Not everything I write is like a personal thing. Sometimes I just like to be a storyteller and create a movie. You know, with what I'm speaking and with the, and then with the video kind of like ties it all together and kind of tells a story and just takes you on a journey.
Right. Yeah, I mean, with me too, I've written a few songs, and people would ask me, is that about you? I'm like, no, it's like, it never happened. I just needed lyrics for the song. Yeah. So I told the story.
And it still relates to people.
Right, yeah. So yeah, but that's cool.
JP.
So yeah, you can go to my YouTube, youtube.com/JP Castillo, and all my content is there. I got some other stuff on there as well, and I'm working on new material right now too.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool. There's a couple more songs of yours. Should we play?
Yeah, why not? Docencia?
Yeah, Docencia with featuring Gotai.
Gotai, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, let's check that out.
Yeah, that was my first single that I ever released.
Really?
Yeah.
So if someone's listening to you for the first time, is this the song that you would recommend for them to listen? Or what song would you?
I would recommend Jugar al Amor because it's my latest thing, and that's kind of like a more close representative of like who I want to be, who I am, kind of in my core.
Yeah, because the last song compared to Jugar al Amor.
Very, very. It's like two spectrums, two ends of the spectrum of the urban.
Very good, but they're just two very different songs.
And that's good, you know, when you're diverse.
He's versatile. That's amazing.
You know, I mean, sometimes you get an album, it all sounds the same. You know?
I pride myself in the versatility of it. It wasn't an easy process. The pop, the melodic singing, you know, one of my biggest influences, actually my biggest influence is Michael Jackson.
Oh, I love that.
And so I grew up with that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so breaking away from that to go to like the Reemplazo style, more trap, more
Bad Bunny, more, J Balvin,
more urban, you know, it's what I call my urban side, my, you know, my Dr. Dre influence, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My out here, you know, not my Costa Rica, but my LA, you know what I mean? So tapping into that made me have to like break away from what I was more used to and what I knew that I grew up with my whole life, which was more of a musicality, more of like singing and pop music and R&B and stuff like that. So I take the challenge with excitement and we're proud of what we got.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so Docencia, right?
Docencia, yeah, that was the first release that we did, and this is more along the lines of like the pop. This is very, very
JP
pop.
OG.
Latin pop.
Good, I like
OG.
That.
OG.
Yeah.
I like that.
We released this song a couple years ago when I was signed to a record deal back in, it was a couple years ago. And this was the first song we did, and it's featuring Gotai.
Yeah, cool. Okay, so let's check it out. Another beautiful woman I see in the video. So you don't waste.
The video is a trip. You check out the video. Yeah. You're going to like it. This is like a movie.
Yeah, huh? Yeah, there you go. This stuff, man, I really do. This hits me in the soul, you know, like the Spanish guitar and stuff. I love that stuff. You know, amazing. And you know what, this is a style that reminds me of like Enrique Iglesias or something, right?
Yeah, it's more along the lines of Latin pop.
Right,
Latin.
It's kind of like Despacito style.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Now you understand where urban Latin pop comes from.
Yeah, now I understand.
Latin urban pop.
Yes. So it's kind of like a funny video too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, you should see that.
You got to see the video.
Yeah, you guys got to see all the videos from JP because they're all amazing, you know, along with these songs. I got to tell you, man, I mean, you're like top notch in my book, you know.
And
I'm pretty picky with music and stuff, you know, but you're putting forth a very professional product of yourself, your music, and your ability to do this. Now, I wanted to ask you, do you play drums in any of your songs?
I haven't really like played on the songs like that. I've done some percussion.
Right.
What we do is on the production side of it, we work with different producers on depending on the project.
Right.
Sometimes we'll go in and like if we need something, I'll record it, or I'll record something and then we have a sound bank of things that we can like use.
Right. Exactly.
But, yeah, it's something that I'm doing in my live shows. I do a little section of my show where I do a solo and it's kind of a live thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
I just did a show. I think it was a couple weeks, like 2-3 weeks ago in Santa Ana with Frankie J.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's kind of that vibe. You have that vibe. You're so versatile. I think like if anyone's being introduced to the Latin music, I think he's a good example just because he's so versatile.
Right.
That it kind of introduces you to a little bit of like every sound and every style.
Yeah. Right. So appreciate that.
So check out JP.
Yeah.
So yeah, we did awesome. We did the show out there and we did that. I did like a drum solo and performed all the songs and the crowd was really, really turned up. Like we had a great time.
And you don't really see that often, artists you know, doing their own thing.
Yeah.
They normally have their band and their DJs and they're, you know, in the background and it's just them, the mic and dancing. So to see that.
But you've got the whole package pretty much, which is very cool, I think. And so tell people how they can find you. So you perform around town and stuff too?
Yeah, I just got off tour. I was with Jennifer Lopez touring in her last tour that she just did. It's my party tour.
Uh-huh.
We went everywhere. I formed part of her band. And I also opened up the show, and it was an incredible experience to go overseas and perform in front of thousands and thousands of fans in different countries.
Wow. How long did the tour take?
It was like a total thing of three and a half months.
Three and a half months.
Including rehearsals and stuff, yeah.
That's a lot of traveling, huh?
It was a lot of traveling in a short amount of time.
Yeah, but you've seen a lot of places, right?
A lot of places, a lot of people.
Food?
Yeah.
Food was bananas. It was amazing.
Yeah, this kind of like wraps up the show. You started with food.
Yeah, food is everything, y'all. Like,
you can talk about food all day.
I don't got a lot of vices. I just don't got a lot of vices. But, man, food is my one thing that'll, like, man.
Advice.
All I want to do one day, like I want to like really, really accomplish all my dreams and then one day just quit and just eat and get fat. That's all that's
the goal.
That's like hashtag goals right there.
Wow, that's pretty cool. I never thought of it that way.
That's it. That's my dream.
You appreciate food. Good
that's
food.
My, it's a dream right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, you too, right?
I love food.
Yeah.
Especially desserts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
So how can people find you? Just, I guess, go to Google and put in JP Castillo. You'll come up everywhere, right?
Yeah, JP Castillo on Instagram, social media, at JP Castillo Music. Mm-hmm. That's JPCASTILLO Music. And I'm on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and on YouTube. Just look for JP Castillo.
Awesome.
You find all my content. I'm working on some new music that I'm very, very excited about. I'm going to also be releasing stuff in English very soon.
Oh.
And I'm not limiting myself to just one thing. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I want to reach a wide audience.
Yeah. You want to be crossover, you know, and that's the thing. I mean, you already crossed over from one place from Spanish to English.
Yeah.
Now you want to go the other way.
That's
you know?
Right. Yeah.
And that's amazing to me. Well, JP, we appreciate what you've done. As far as your work, it's amazing.
Thank you.
I'm very impressed with it, and I'll be glad to play some of your music if you want on the station, because between shows we have some music and stuff. But I love it, you know, and like I said, I don't really connect with a lot of current music, but this stuff is timeless, you know? It's like it could have been written 40 years ago and still sound good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate that.
Yeah, for sure.
I appreciate that.
So everybody check his stuff out. And Christy, thank you.
Of course. course. Thank
it's you been for a pleasure. Me. Was your hair green yesterday or was it a different color?
No, it was green.
It was? Yeah. How often do you change the color?
Oh, it's going to start changing pretty soon.
Really?
It's like a mood ring. You know how am I feeling today?
Yeah.
I saw that your hair was
I had blue. I had blue like the microphone.
Yeah, I had seen it.
Really?
Yeah, my hair was blue. In a Remplazo video,
you could
see it was
that's
blue.
That's right. Yeah. I thought it was the lights and everything, but
yeah. No, yeah, man. No, and I just wanted to kind of drop this real quick. Like I said, I'm going to be dropping some new music soon, and I got some shows coming up, and people can connect with me and figure out, you know, find out about my live performances and different things I got going on all my social media.
Yeah, you got probably a pretty nice following, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, it's been growing a lot, especially... Right. After this, after the Reemplazo Jugar al Amor, they had so much rotation, and my on Instagrams especially, that's where my a lot of my presence is in Instagram.
Yeah, very cool, man. Well, congratulations to you. You're welcome back to visit us, bring some more music with you.
For sure.
We'll be happy to feature that and
appreciate
stuff.
It.
And much continued success to you, man.
All right, thank
you're
you.
Amazing, of course.
Thank you, Chris.
And you landed into a great show. You were connecting based on background and things like that. So as long as we keep you interested and not bored, that's a good
I'm
thing,
good.
Right?
Yeah.
And if people want to find you, do you want people to find you on social media or anything?
I'm on Instagram at a little dose of me. That's a little A-L-I-T-T-L-E and then dose of me. D-O-S-E.
A little dose M-E. Of me. None of your name in the Instagram handle.
No.
Right? Oh, well.
I just, I'm following her.
You found me quick. See?
Yeah. All right. Well, Christy, thank you too. Thanks everybody for listening. Have a great weekend. And actually, I'm not going to be here on Monday because it's the Jewish New Year,
ooh.
Rosh Hashanah. So I'm not going to be here on Monday, but you guys have a great, great weekend. And we'll see you all here.
Sam, by the way, I was just in Israel
with
J-Lo, and shakshuka is like my new favorite thing.
Really?
It's tell
them
so
what it is.
Yeah,
they see food
dude,
again.
It's like, okay, you know what I call it? Like, it's basically Israeli huevos rancheros.
Oh, I never even knew that.
It's really? So bomb.
Yeah?
But
so
but
bomb.
With tomato paste.
With tomato.
You know?
But is it spicy?
No,
it
they can
be.
Make yeah,
it
they
can
make it spicy.
When they go spicy, they go heavy.
They go ham.
Some of them, yeah.
They go ham.
How long were you in Israel for?
Like 3 or 4 days.
Oh,
it was amazing. It was incredible.
I bet they were like totally blown away by J-Lo.
Absolutely.
Coming there, right?
Oh, it was over 50,000 people we performed in front of. Yeah.
Wow.
And you performed at the sold out Madison Square Garden, correct?
Yeah, we did. Wow. We had the blackout and everything.
That's a dream for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
It was
congratulations.
Amazing. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, we salute you. We're not worthy, man. We're not worthy. All right, everybody. Have a great weekend. See you all on Tuesday.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning, only on LA Talk Radio.